coming up on Beef Boys.
Yeah. All these big golden picture frames, and then this like Mr. Krabs' first dollar. But if you would turn.
It's Beeftober!
Yeah, we forgot a week.
As the smoke bellows through the beef bell, four men lick each other's to the sound of rain.
It turns out the smoke was from the fryer.
Which one of them?
Terrifying if that was what rain sounded like.
They had a grease fire in the kitchen.
And one of them awakens their sexuality. But which
one? Doplex put the grease fire out with water.
With piss.
He's dead now. He did not survive.
He's got third degree piss burns all over his body.
Did you guys, when you guys were kids, did you ever have like an obsession with fire when you were like learning about it?
Well, hold on now, alien man. The rest of us are still in ghost mode.
That's right.
We haven't had our costume reveals yet.
Yeah. Well, I've already revealed myself because I forgot about the bit. So I'm Mark Zuckerberg's true form.
Classic dope, likes revealing himself to people against their will.
Yeah, I've pending court orders for it, but what can he do? I refuse to conform.
So in a typical fuck you fashion, we remembered we're meant to be dressed up 30 minutes ago. So a lot of these costumes are going to be
very half-assed,
cobbled together.
That's us scrambling to possible repeats.
Yeah, it's us trying to get dressed.
And the giant basketball court that we have for our wardrobe.
Yeah, for our wardrobe.
Yeah. Wait, can you guys see the sign on my shirt? Around. This is kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Facebook, something I like meats.
I like meats.
Oh, you're Zuckerberg.
So you're Zuckerberg?
Yeah, I'm Zuckerberg. I found this alien mask from an old video, and I was like, you know what?
Do you have Sweet Baby Ray's?
Yeah, can you say Sweet Baby Ray's right now? Look to camera and say Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Look to camera. Keep looking at camera and just leave your mouth open like you're like a mouth breathing idiot.
That's really creepy.
That's what the average alien looks like up here, actually. Yeah. They're going to be really offended when they see this.
I know. I stepped outside.
Yeah, this is pretty much blackface for aliens.
First, to the stage. Let's put your fucking cocks together for James Miller.
All right. So, this is a classic twist on a classic. On
the biggest twist we've ever seen?
Probably, yeah. So we're space cowboys this year?
Right.
Yeah.
What about emo space cowboy?
Race cowboys.
I just reused the same shit from last year.
I almost did that, to be honest.
I forgot that this was. I mean, I didn't forget. I think I just. We've got a lot going on. I pick kudos.
Yeah, kudos. Show yourself. Expose yourself. Your genitals.
I don't even have a good pun for this one. I'm just the
third
year in a row.
He's
always
the egg.
The egg.
It's
the egg
always
is,
here.
Yeah, there's,
I was the Joker at one point.
That's right. And then you're
now
you were
cowboy
bacon
egg.
Once as well. You were like the.
You were
yeah,
bacon
we don't talk
once.
About that.
Right. Yeah.
Here, my excuse is I was eating. We started this a bit late, so I had lunch. And while I was eating, I was like, yeah,
oh,
that'll do.
Egg.
In line with all of these classics coming back, I went to the Spirit Halloween up here on this planet, and I think they just stole a bunch of our stuff.
Yo!
Hey!
What was that called they again? Like, suck my balls?
This is Balls Deep Baseball Team.
Balls Deep Baseball. That's right.
I guess they just stole it from us.
Yeah, they found
it. That was the only stuff they had up here, but, you know.
Full circle moment here.
Well,
Doplex, I feel like you should put your cowboy hat on top of the alien mask. I feel like that would look really great.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Oh, real quick, before I forget, because I keep forgetting to mention this to everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
On stream, our dear Discord member and Beeflet Prez mentioned that there is a Giggity Golf Extrava. It's this giant mini golf Family Guy themed thing happening in LA.
Holy crap.
It's for all of the month of October. And Prez said anybody who's around there, where everybody, there's a couple people in the Discord figuring this out. Go to Giggity Golf as a small beef meetup and take pictures.
Yeah.
That's the big announcement. Yeah. Prez is trying to get it figured out. We will not be there, but it will be a little beef meetup at Giggity Golf.
Go to Giggity
Family Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So join the Discord if you're not. And Prez is, I'm putting that on Prez.
We'll be at Giggity Golf Dallas in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
For more information, just Google gay sex.
Did you guys say that they might be announcing Grand Theft Auto 6 tomorrow, which I'm saying now because this episode will be out by the time that happens.
What?
That's one of the.
Wait, do you actually mean tomorrow, or are you saying this because you know the game will come out next week, or the you know what I mean?
I'm saying tomorrow is an today when recording today tomorrow.
Up. Okay.
So
the thing I'm most excited for is the Twitter trend that's like. It's like trending with GTA 6, and it's just called water physics or something, and it's just a bunch of people complaining about how a grenade didn't blow up enough of the water.
The water looks so much better in GTA 5.
Every time a new game comes out, they're like,
the water physics have really
taken a step back.
I think GTA is kind of the problem for, like, is probably the cause for that, because, like, Rockstar spends so much time on really unnecessary shit that no player would ever see or notice. Yeah. Like, they are the type to do that, where it's like every single gun reacts to water in a different way that does not affect gameplay. So then people can, like, take that and compare it to another game where it's like,
well, they better do that.
If you look here, the 50 cal in GTA 5 displaced 3 cubic feet of water when it hit. In GTA 6, it only did 2.5 cubic meters.
There better be a shark even if you swim far enough out into the ocean again.
Yeah, I want to get fucking ripped by a dolphin.
Because like every, I remember like, because GTA came out in 2013, GTA 5 was just fucking crazy. That's crazy. I was like a sophomore in high school.
That is wild.
Yeah. It's so wild. But
this is my second year university.
Up until that point, my whole life, like, most people I had like an irrational fear of sharks, where like I'll be in like a swimming pool and like I'll close my eyes and think I'm gonna die like to a shark.
Yeah,
or like, but also like in a video game, anytime you're in water, you're like, I would get like petrified. Like I would get like the reaction of like when you play a horror game and you just like close your eyes and take your hands off the controller because you don't want to move. I'd be in deep water in a video game, I'd be like that, because I'd be like, what if they coded a shark into this? And for like the first 15 years of my life, that was never true.
Yeah.
And then in GTA, I swam out into the ocean for like 10 minutes, and finally out of nowhere a shark attacked me and killed me, and it like made me fucking nearly pee my pants.
Couldn't you fight the shark?
You could.
Yeah, you could fight it. I went back out and fought it with a knife and I killed it.
I think the scariest game shark I've ever encountered was yes.
I was
100%. Because as soon as you hit the water, it spawns in and it plays this like Jaws adjacent theme where it's like dump, 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 dump. And I'm like, I'm just making Banjo do that little paddle thing to get to the shore as quick as he can.
To get away from it. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, that was like, James had that irrationally until GTA 5. I had that rationally because Banjo Kazooie was like a really early game I played. So ever since then, I was like, have you guys seen the video where someone did a mod?
Get me.
Someone made it modded Cyberpunk to have this giant fucking terrifying like anglerfish looking motherfucker attack you.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it's awesome though, but it's like they jump into this like dam or something somewhere in the game. Yeah. And it's like super dark, murky water, and they do
it. Oh, it's probably where you go with Julie.
Yeah.
I think it might have been, yeah. And then just out of nowhere, just Julie. This fucking terrifying mechanical like anglerfish thing just roar, like at your screen and kills you.
Dude, that's so scary.
That is epic.
Dude, every video game that has like swimmable water should absolutely have weird, terrifying sea monsters.
Mm. Yeah. Something that can come out of nowhere and get you when you least expect it.
Fallout doesn't have like a giant irradiated megalodon shark is such
fucked
like
up.
It's such a letdown every time they put it out.
World of Warcraft has a ton of those, because like every map in WoW is usually like, you know, bordered by water. And they hide tons of secrets like deep underwater for people to find. But there's a few times where like they'll just take like the normal shark model that they use for, you know, normal shark enemies and just scale it up so it's like 10,000 times bigger than a player and put it way the fuck out. And it's so scary, like just seeing videos of it.
Yeah. Dude, there's that gun in Saints Row 3. I think it's called like the chum fucking the cum shoot. I forgot what it's called, but it's like you shoot someone with like shark chum, right? And then like a giant shark just pops out of the ground no matter where you are.
That's epic.
Yeah, but it's like kind of scary because it's like a hyper realistic shark.
I don't even know why you're scared of that.
It pops out of like fucking.
That could never happen.
Do you remember that time you sent me a video of a real shark attack, James?
That's right.
No, that was from an Indian Bollywood movie, but it was such a good
CGI, it was really blowing
my mind. Like the shadows and the physics and like the caustics and everything were crazy. So I sent it to Kudos because he does 3D, and I was like, is this real? And then we both were like, damn, we probably just watched a real shark attack. And
I genuinely couldn't tell.
That guy's dead.
We can see that the most surprising thing is that it was not a common attack, but a double attack.
But then like 2 weeks later, I saw a video against my will. I talked about it on Beef of like a kid who like jumped off a cruise ship during his like graduation ceremony or something.
Oh,
or like post-graduation. And then like he tried to get back on the ship and you saw like a shark come up from like, it was like at midnight and the shark just like comes up out of the dark water and just, he goes, Jesus, bloop, and then never comes back up.
Fuck. That's my worst
And
nightmare,
then I saw another one in Egypt, which I talked about this too, but then this guy was getting like ripped apart by a tiger shark and this lady's being like, oh my God, what
what the frig?
He's like dying.
Wisconsin lady just vacationing in Egypt. Oh man.
Watching an Egyptian man torn to shreds and she's just like scolding the shark.
I really hope someone comes and saves. Stop it. Stop.
That was her.
That was.
What the fuck?
They wouldn't overlap, but you get it.
Yeah,
you get the idea.
That was the shark, the second one. The shark's like, what the fuck did I do?
What the fuck?
I was just this tasty seal.
This yummy guy.
I know it's like on us for fucking going into their natural habitat and flopping around and like impersonating seals, which is like, I guess, their version of McDonald's.
Right.
But also, maybe they should fucking learn to differentiate a seal from a human.
Do you think, sharks ever see like a guy swimming like, yum, McDonald's?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Fish.
Man, yo, I'm loving it.
I saw
a shark eating that graduate.
I saw like a YouTube short recently of like someone talking about how they survived like a shark attack or something. And it was so weird. Like in the comments, it was like, it was people legitimately being, they had to be like 50 or 60 years old probably, because they were legitimately being like, well, as long as you wear bright clothes and you're not, and you don't have any cuts, because cuts make sharks ravenous, which isn't true. That's like not a, that was complete like bullshit from Shark Week in like 1985.
Yeah.
But they're like, as long as you wear bright clothes and don't bleed in the water, then, I mean, if a shark attacked me, you just got to punch him in the nose and show them you're not afraid and you'll
you
be okay.
Tell him no.
And it's like, yeah, when the shark breaches at 45 miles an hour and flips you 30 feet in the air and catches you by your arm and it's fucking 10-foot maw, you're like, my first thought is I need to punch it in the chin and say, I am not a friend, not a foe.
Bro,
when you're on a fucking dojo and the shark, there's a shark opposite you and you bow at each other and fucking run at them. Yeah, I guess I probably would go for the nose first, but they would have been water, like disoriented and getting attacked.
Your leg gets ripped off in 3 seconds flat.
So everyone in the comment section was so matter of fact of, well, if you just hit it in the nose and show you're not afraid, like any animal, it'll leave you alone. But it's like, but it was
dude,
it already beat
if you just
his
sing
arm
him
off.
And he's not afraid at it.
It already bit his arm off.
Yeah.
At that point, you can't conjure up "Not Afraid" by Eminem. Yeah. Sadly.
Yeah. Because technically, you are afraid, and it would be a lie.
Yeah.
I am afraid.
You're scientifically blocked from remembering the lyrics. Eminem's "I'm Not Afraid" during shark attack.
It's so crazy that Jaws is like arguably one of the best films ever made, and it was made like way before you would expect there to be technology good enough to make a compelling shark movie.
Yeah.
But, and it's just like incredible. And somehow, at the time, probably the best movie ever made spawned the worst, most dog shit fucking cash grab genre in the history of movies. There's never been another shark movie. Yeah. Never. Except Jaws 2.
To continue that with Spielberg, Jurassic Park, I mean, there had been like shitty dinosaur movies, you know, from like
There's been good animated ones, but not Jurassic Park.
Yeah. But dinosaur movies also became like a shitty cash grab B horror movie. Although some of them are very entertaining. I watched this one on Netflix way back in the day called like, it was like Cowboys versus Dinosaurs. It's pretty great.
It sounds like one of those like fucking Sharknado ass like B.
It was pretty much exact. It's just a B movie. You throw in some tits.
A B movie?
Dude, okay, you know what I found out? Because the guy, there's a guy in it. Yeah, you throw Jerry Seinfeld in, you make a bunch of money. Case closed. There's this one dude in it, and I looked up his IMDb. The guy apparently just doesn't say no. You know the dude who plays Falcone in the Nolan Batman movies? That Italian guy? Like the mob boss in The Dark Knight? He's in so many random movies and does not say no. He is always working. So shout out that guy.
Shout out.
Real
good. It was just very funny because it's like these shitty velociraptors killing these, you know, B movie looking white guys in cowboy hats and then girls. And then one of them ends up in jail and he looks over and it's the guy from Nolan's Batman drunk in a cell like,
I was in Batman.
We're gonna survive this together.
I was like, what is he doing here?
Don't worry, kid.
Ravioli.
We'll be all right.
But yes, to your point, James, that is bizarre. I guess, well, because Jaws also had that kind of accidental magic where the fucking shark model was so stupid that they had to like work around it.
Well, shark robots? Didn't they build like multiple shark robots because it kept fucking breaking?
Yeah, one of them was a website.
/only.
I know. Like they had to do it. He ended up going more for like an eldritch horror of like not really revealing the like terrifying thing until very late, if not like it ever, but just because the shark robot was like so shitty. So it became like a really interesting, I guess, like challenge for him to work around that. But then at the same time, like the model when they did use it really didn't look that bad.
I think it was just like we can't get away with using this for a lot of shots. Spielberg's just fantastic at picking,
dude, even the
when
fucking
you show
replica,
something and when you don't.
Even the replica at Universal Studios, like, dude, as a kid. Even dude, now, like as an adult, I, like, when I would go to Universal, like that shit terrified me. Like, I've talked about this before, but I've always had like a deathly fear of animatronics, specifically because Universal Studios and Chuck E. Cheese. But that fucking shark, Five Nights at Freddy's, like that fucking shark,
first, Andrew,
legitimately
fuck
scarred me for life.
Dude, the shark animatronic in Universal, the whole like Twister simulation in Universal. Yeah. I don't know if you guys had that in the LA one, but in the Florida one, they had that. There's just some, it wasn't even like a big movie, I guess. There's just a movie about a like tornado called Twister. And they
Courtney
made this
loves
insane
that movie.
Fucking, they made this insane like backlot thing at Universal for it. And it's like terrifying. And then the Jaws one. It? And then it's just like a town that's set up and then it gets dark and lightning and rain and 4D mist.
Oh,
and
what's defunct?
Flying around and the houses blow up into like wood and shit. And you're standing there like 10 feet
this
away.
This is a mid-movie.
That's what I mean. It was like, I don't understand that. But then the Jaws animatronic, and then at Magic Kingdom, they used to have a Donkey Kong, or not Donkey Kong, King Kong ride. And the King Kong animatronic was fucking terrifying.
That was
Its breath smelled like bananas.
Yeah, no, that was at Universal Studios. The big fucking
Which does make it a bit less scary.
Oh, no. So that's at Universal. And then at Disney. So you think Disney World, everything is like babified. Like, there's no.
Yeah, they're all really hide.
I thought you were making a pedophile joke, but then I was like, oh, it said like I sounded like babe.
Andrew.
No, but like the scariest thing at fucking Disney for like 50 years was like the haunted Tower of Terror or whatever. Like, which I'm it sucks they replaced that with Guardians of the Galaxy because Twilight Zone is like beyond aging.
Wait, they got rid of that?
Yeah, they changed it into Guardians of the Galaxy because it was Twilight Zone's outdated. But to me, Twilight Zone,
Twilight Zone's
age.
Classic. Yeah, exactly. Zone. Everybody knows Twilight Zone.
It was really funny. I used to work on the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon series, and we made an episode that was a tie-in for that.
Oh, really?
For that fucking
Judas.
So I didn't have anything to do with
Priest.
It.
Well, it was Kudos's idea. He's like, you know what?
Yeah, it was mine.
Let's make a ride.
You know
this.
What? Fuck Twilight Zone.
At Disney's Magic Kingdom, I think it's a Lilo and Stitch ride or something.
Yeah.
But before that, they had like that King Kong ride where it's basically just like you're just in like a claustrophobic room and this giant animatronic like screams in your face. Yeah. They had a ride like that, but it was for Alien.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
And it was like in the middle of Magic Kingdom, like near Space Mountain and the bumper cars and like the food court. There was just like a rated R movie
they
fucking,
actually fucking stab you.
Horror backlot. It was crazy.
That's wild.
The second version of Tinder only for people who like match way more because they're super hot.
Isn't it like $1,000 a month or something?
I think it's like
that new
version
of
just
Tinder
added that. Or something. $400 or $500.
Yeah, well, so I think it used to be there's a version for like celebrities and like people who match who are like so babelicious that they match like at a rate significantly higher than everyone else. So it's like a pool of rich people and babes. But now you can pay $500 a month to get into it.
So there's like a new thing where you can do that. But those people that pay $500 a month can also message anybody even if they don't match them.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That's fucking
which
weird.
Which is so is creepy crazy. Though. Because it's like, hey, yeah, I've got $500. That's to spend a month
Hello,
on this.
Beautiful.
That's how desperate I am.
Dude,
there is like
Bangladesh.
I can't imagine a woman that would meet up with a man who paid $500 to solicit her against her will.
Yeah.
And if you are that woman,
that's an immediate red flag.
Get help.
Yeah.
You can have like anyone you want. You have a pussy. You don't need to go out with a guy that paid $500 to talk to you.
Yeah.
They literally were like, we need to make this game and we need to like how can we add whales? To Tinder, a mobile game. Because you know who's going to buy that? It's going to be sugar daddies. It's going to be rich
That's
fucks
true,
with a ton of money who want to message girls who like don't match them to be
feet.
Like, hey, babe, can I be your sugar daddy? I'll buy.
Okay.
They should make like an ultimate team for Tinder.
That's what they should do. They should just set up like Clash of Clans, but for the hot people.
Yeah.
And anybody who gets through their defenses and wins, they get to go out.
Can you imagine having guilds and Tinder?
Yeah, guilds and Tinder. Like, we're marching, boys! Break down our defenses.
I'm going to get that date with Sandra Bullock.
It's just like the king incel convinces like 70 more of them to die on the walls for him
so he can march in and go on a sweet, sweet date.
Yeah.
How long until Tinder does like gotchas where it's like the girl will match the guy and then the guy has to pay to open
the
loot boxes of the girls. Yeah. And then there'd be like legendary babes who are like the hot ones you're trying to pull. You're just pulling a ton of commons.
Yeah.
If prostitution's ever legalized in the U.S., they should totally do like a Madden Ultimate Team fucking pack pulling game for prostitution.
Yeah. You're trying to get
is
that
Is it not
sweet
legal in
anal.
The States?
No.
No.
That's crazy.
No. There's a couple of spots it is. It's in Vegas and like Reno or something like that, right? Just some random desert towns.
Yeah.
They need people to go out there, so they're like, gambling and pussy.
What more could you ask for?
What more could you ask for?
And it's funny because when you're
here in New Zealand.
Well, when you're in Vegas, like, fucking, there's a. Because I've been to Vegas, I think, two or three times. And, like, these women straight up have, like, the funniest business cards. Because it's like, it'll be, like, a picture of them, you know, like, looking all like, and then, like, it's just their contact information. But it's just funny because it's like, a business card, you know, but it's like a full spread of them, like with this like a highly detailed photo.
Come meet me at my pussy at 600 hours.
Fucking gorilla grip at AOL.
Gorilla
Would
grip.
Would you like to meet?
As per our previous correspondence.
The name's Balina.
Yeah,
I'll
sincerest regards.
For money.
I would like to ream your ass.
Noplex, you posted a tweet from the guy who written in the stars about pictures in your head or something.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, and I was fascinated by this.
A message to the mayor.
Do you fellas be visualizing like that Anthony Padilla thumbnail?
But I will never change.
Won't change.
I'm not afraid.
Life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long.
I want to fucking wrap my mouth around some truck nuts and get driven all the way across Route 69.
Bro, we're about to do that in 3 weeks. And then hit a dog and have the worst Christmas ever.
Can I twerk on your fucking front of your car bumper like Keemstar do play?
My nuts hanging out. Nuts, depending on how gay you're feeling.
Can we invite over as many bug salesman guys as once if possible?
And we'll have them fight.
And then we invite as many bugs as we can and watch them fight.
Them duke it out.
Yeah. Go ahead, prove yourself, fucker.
We tie Otis up in the backyard with like an army of red ants coming for him, and we see which bug man can get there first to save
him. Save
the idea of releasing a whole bunch of bugs and they just get aggroed like in fucking Fallout or some game with like a really shitty faction system where they're programmed that as soon as they see each other, they just go and pull their sword out and start charging at each other. And they just fucking throw spells in Doplex's front yard.
And a bunch of big craters. Anyway, well, I saw this tweet. Put it on screen here. Please actually put it on screen right here. You see it? Is it there? Comment if it's on screen. Okay, epic. So I saw this tweet and it had me thinking, do motherfuckers just not visualize things? Like, can you not? Like, if you wanted to imagine, like in the illustration where it's like, can you think of Apple? What does Apple look like to you? Can you, are you able to visualize? I know us four, we're creative gentlemen, so probably
this goes around on the internet like
this
every
pisses me off this, right. this year picture, so. I don't know if people are trolling or not, so hold on, let me just clarify.
Doplex
Ramirez,
hey, what's up,
Amir Doplex Ramirez at
I'm 33
gay, fucking Springfield Lane.
That's it.
When you close your eyes and imagine an apple, you can visually see a full red apple, like as though you were looking at it with your two fucking corneas.
I can rotate that bitch. I can pluck the stem out.
I could take a bite.
I'm eating it right now. It's in my intestinal tract right now, dude. I'm about to poop it out.
I can see the feces.
But like, so when you close your eyes
and rotate it
and take a bite.
When you close your eyes, you don't see black. You see what you're thinking of.
Well, it's like there's like multiple layers, right? I close my eyes, I see black.
It's like an onion.
Yeah, and then like so you have your eyelids, which
is
like
I can
the
see.
Blackness, but then behind that in your brain, you have like a second monitor that you can like
visualize things on. Yeah, but with your real human eyeballs, you do not see a red apple. You close your eyes, you see the blackness of your eyelids, but in your brain you can picture a red apple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's saying you can like project an apple.
I think that's the
confusion.
Reality.
I think people were saying when in their brain that like you're able to think so hard that you can see a red apple when you close your eyes, which I cannot.
Well, no, I think what they're saying is like people visualize in ideas or people visualize in black and white. Or if people want to like imagine something that doesn't exist, like four-legged hamster.
Women.
Six-legged hamster. You can't totally visualize that because it doesn't exist. Some people can't. But like, if you can visualize a hamster, you can add two legs. You know,
I can. I'm imagining the little cunt running around like a spider as we speak.
Yeah, exactly. He's popping legs out right now.
I can't visualize
Stitch.
Anything.
Wait, really?
It's not in front of me. It's not above me. It's not
like
in the second
Anthony
monitor.
It's like the Anthony Padilla thumbnail.
I can't visualize.
Yeah.
Wait,
no,
so
I can,
when you close like, your eyes, you can't like
two
imagine
things happen
thing.
When I try to think of something.
Yeah.
I think of the Jimmy Neutron brain.
The little Adam.
That's all I can see. And I'm trying to follow my eardrum in to see the apple, but I can never get there.
Yeah.
So there's that. Or sometimes I'll see like a really old 3D GIF of like a word
thinking in 140p.
If I think of an apple,
crunchy.
I feel like an old one of those like it's like apple in gold 3D text, and all it does is like oscillate in the GIF,
like a fucking old Windows screensaver.
Yeah, like the Microsoft Word.
That's all I can conjure if I try to think of something.
James's update is
that's
firmware.
Wild. Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, I can't visualize anything, which
that's
really sucks
wild.
For jerking off. Because yeah. I'd be like, damn, I want to think of my fifth grade teacher.
You know, I didn't even think about
that. I think of my fourth grade teacher.
I didn't even think, because I remember, like, you know, as a kid, obviously, didn't have access to porn if I wanted to, like, jack off, you know? So, like, I would have to, like, imagine porn. Like, oh, Rouge the Bat with her pussy spread open. You know? So that's why I didn't even think about
I still do it, but it's not successful.
With right. Rouge the Bat specifically.
Yeah, you got to be really...
text.
Literally.
Yeah, James is just on the toilet. Yeah, he just sees Rouge rotating slightly. Just in nice text. He's like, whoa.
I see James, the word James going through the O in the word Rouge.
In the Rouge. And you're like, oh!
The word penis going into the A in vagina.
That's literally me.
Yeah,
that's interesting. To answer your question, yeah, I can see all that shit, because that image, I think that's what the confusion lies, is that I see that and I think, oh, you can fucking see it with your eyeballs, like you can close it and just picture, you can render a real soundscape, a visual land in your eyes,
yeah,
which is not, I guess, now not the case.
I mean, like, I don't know if you guys do this, but like before bed, and I've done this literally every night ever since I was a child, but like before I sleep, I put a butt plug in my ass.
And then, like, just in case it falls out in the nut.
And then just so I don't pull myself, like to like get myself to fall asleep, I will literally create a movie in my head. So it's like a full scenario of things that will never happen. It'll be like, a big robot destroying the city and I have to stop it because I'm fucking epic. You know
and
what I mean?
Have to kiss it to its stuff.
Put on like a podcast or something.
Wait, what?
I just like put on a podcast on like
I just like listen to something and go to sleep. Yeah,
that's fair.
Andrew just jerks off in the wash basket.
In the wash basket next to Courtney.
And then Courtney finds him collapsed to sleep head first in the washing
in the Family
basket.
Guy death pose.
Upside down in the laundry basket.
Yeah,
it's like when you're a child and you fall asleep like in the car and your parents have to bring you in. It's like Courtney has to pick Andrew up every night and tuck him into bed.
Like, she has to tuck his wiener back into his shorts and then tuck him into bed.
There you go, little guy.
There you go, little guy.
And then he wakes up and it's really crusty and he has to get the eye crust out of his wiener hole before he can pee.
It's like when you grab a glazed donut and like it just like it crinkles off, like just the glaze just kind of, you're like, it's like a glow stick.
Dude, can you imagine if your cock had fucking,
okay, we're all good.
Can you imagine if your cock had fucking sleep eye, like the fucking crusties in your eye, but your cock, you had to wipe off every morning? It would give a whole
bunch of sex the night before.
Yeah, can I be honest?
Yeah.
There was like right when I was hitting puberty, there was like a year where sometimes I would wake up and there would be little crusties on my wiener.
What?
What was it?
I didn't know why.
I can only assume you had like a not memorable
gingivitis
sort of wet dream, and you just got like
dream.
Just like chilling there. That was like, well, I guess we'll dry up now.
Yeah,
maybe that could be it.
Andy, what if you kept, back into your scenario, you kept a fucking hand, like, vacuum on your bedside table, so every morning you just...
Yeah, I stick it all the way in there, and it just degloves the cum, the crystallized cum. Just
degloves the cum. It rips off
every day you pull off
foreskin.
A new layer of skin like a bug.
Yeah,
yeah, and just regrows.
Yo,
like, well, ready to start the day.
Who's seen Game of Thrones?
I've seen the first couple seasons.
There's this scene in the seventh season where Jorah Mormont gets like some incurable disease in like the fourth or fifth season.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I thought that was a basketball player.
Then the fat guy starts working on him. He starts like peeling big chunks out of his skin off, like one at a time.
Oh my god, I know exactly what you're talking about.
When I watch that, it's the most satisfying thing. Like I wish I could get that disease so that I could peel the huge chunks of scab skin like off.
Like a sunburn, or is it more visceral?
No, it's like his skin, it's like he turns into the thing from Fantastic Four, but under all the cracks is a bunch of like pus and goo.
It's pretty nasty.
I was wondering if you guys had anything where you know that it's disgusting, but like you just love it. And I feel like every girl loves pimple popping. And to me, even though what I just said is viscerally disgusting, if you like popping someone else's pimples, which every girlfriend I've ever had does,
right?
You're a freak, and I hate you.
That's me. Fuck, I'm sorry. I like popping. I like squeezing my own pimples.
But do you like going up to someone else and squeezing their pimples?
No,
that
really
makes me more disgusting.
No. But sometimes I'll watch if there's one being squeezed.
Wait,
I mean, so, like, see. Okay, I don't even really like
pimple popping.
Watching.
No, that's disgusting. I'm talking IRL.
Oh, I see.
I'll run up and lick it.
You go to fucking pimple popping conventions. Pimple popping.
I do have to say the specific scene you're talking about, James. That is one of the grossest editing transitions.
Transition is so good.
It's beautiful. It's so it made me laugh, but it's so gross. The way they do it is they have somebody eating like this shepherd's pie type
yummy
meal, and he cracks into it. Like to eat it, and it goes from that to him cutting the pussy scab off the guy's back.
It goes from the scab to the shepherd's pie.
Whatever, man.
No, but
it's
it's
food to scab.
The scab. I don't understand that the overlay was so good of it. Like
it was
every time
good.
I go back to watch it like five times because I'm like, that doesn't perfectly line up, but I can't even see the transition.
Right.
It's a good transition.
And it's so weird.
I remember watching it with Courtney, and both of us were like, oh.
So that girl twerk, the gif of the girl twerking or dancing or whatever, and it turns into the can of chicken.
Oh, it was Miley Cyrus twerking. And then,
what?
I thought that was Shakira.
That shit was disgusting.
I swear it's Shakira.
No, there's multiple.
I think
it's Shakira.
Wasn't it Beyonce? I'm pretty sure it was Beyonce.
It's Shakira. Hmm.
I got to remember. I've only seen it as a
question. I'm locking it in.
I'm looking.
Final answer.
Forgot how gross it is. Yeah, it is Shakira.
Let's go.
Put it on screen, Courtney.
Put it on screen right here.
Andrew, tell us your story.
Oh, I didn't think there was a story. I was going to try and answer James's question of like shit we know is gross, but I kind of like. I don't know if I can think of anything right now because I'm pretty ugh to gross shit. I always have been. So I don't know if there's anything.
Classic
that
Andrew.
Classic
I like
pick
my nose, which like this last week because I've been sick and I've had that kind of cold where, like, it's, in case you couldn't tell, a bit nasally. But it just means, like, you know when you wake up after, like, a full night of having, like, a blocked nose and you, like, sit up and your whole nose is just caked in, like, fat
awful
crusties.
Yeah.
And
so
you're just
awful.
Like, yeah. And you're just fucking picking them off and, like, flick, like wiping on your wall and, like, flicking them evenly and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Storing him in my girlfriend's asshole for later.
What the fuck, though, Plex?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about. Here, put that on screen. It's the Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I don't even want to look at that.
Put that
both
on
of those
screen.
Suck, man.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Don't play. Is it okay? Sabrina's obviously doing a ton for this trip, and it's very sweet. I'm very excited, but could you please ask her if you could designate one booger wall in your house that we're allowed to wipe boogers on? Because if she doesn't, I will pick one at random.
She will. She will probably castrate you if you do that, but yeah, my hands are tied, brother. So I'm gonna do the sensible thing, and I'm gonna.
I know you watch.
Can I wipe them on the window?
Please find us a booger wall or surface that we can wipe our boogers on. We can clean it when we leave if that helps.
Knowing her,
I will settle for a Kleenex, but if there aren't any, it's going on the wall.
Knowing her, she's gonna go to Hobby Lobby and get you some like festive little fucking wall divider and be
perfect.
Like, here's your booger wall.
That is,
even if you put some masking tape on like a 2x2 square of the wall and we'll just do it on there.
And you never like a booger on a wall?
No, I mean like, you know, sometimes you're half asleep and you do what you gotta do or something, but like,
right.
I've never liked. I don't even like saying the word booger. I don't like saying the word booger. I don't know
I
why.
I look forward to picking my boogers every day.
I do love a good booger.
It feels,
dude, especially when you've been out and about and you can't do it for all, or especially if you're someone that has air conditioning because it dries your snoot out. Like when you're on an airplane where you can't pick your nose for 3 hours and you get off and you go to the bathroom and you're like, oh, and you're just like fucking
like,
wiping it on the walls and flicking them
over time,
all over the road from you.
Over time, you learn your nose and all the different ways that it like propagates boogers.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know if the first thing in the morning I go in with my thumb and I grab one from like the back right, that it'll loosen something that's more gooey on like the left wall. And if I go in it, if I go in it right, just the right angle, it'll like connect like the entire top part of my nose's boogers together. And then if I just go in with the right angle and grab the bottom of it, I can pull out like a fucking slime ball the size of my fucking finger.
Okay,
and
so
I'm just like, oh.
I enjoy
so sorry to our listeners
getting myself you know decongested. I think that's just like it's
there's
a satisfying thing
to do for that for me.
Then you can breathe. It feels great.
It has nothing
I just
to do
don't
with
like,
that for me.
I don't
yeah,
like
this is pure pleasure.
It's pure pleasure of picking the booger out of my nose.
I will say I recently learned that picking your nose gives you like dementia later on.
Good.
Like there's like some sort of like
good
bacteria that infects your brain over time. So that definitely kind of
I also
me
heard
for
that autism fucking comes from like fungus apparently. It's like that's what do you want me to do worms. With this information?
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, and I also heard baby dick comes from having a bunch of people in your family that have small wieners. What the fuck am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dopex, what's your excuse?
I don't know. All the Mountain Dew I've been chugging. That's a callback.
Isn't that funny when not saying that Dopex is doing this, but and if that is true, I might reconsider picking my nose often. But it's so funny when something comes up where it's like, yeah, picking your nose can give you autism, and it's like but then that guy will go home and drink like a 2 liter of Mountain Dew and eat like a whole thing of Doritos that and fall asleep in a pile of corn.
No, trust me. I live my life by that motto. Like it's just like okay, well, you know, I fucking suck on these vapes that are turning my lungs into fucking popcorn. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah, there's a balance, right? Because on one hand, you got those guys like that fucking idiot on Twitter. Oh, I don't know if he's on Twitter, but that dude who's like obsessed with being young, and he like gets fucking blood transfusions from like fucking 15-year-old boys.
Oh,
like, you know that guy?
Yeah.
So on one end, you got that guy, and that guy's gonna die at in like 2 years, and he's gonna be outlived by some like 80-year-old fucking smoker who like smokes a pack a day and drinks 2 bottles of Jim Beam. You know, every day. But on the flip side, you do have people like that who just are, you know, eating junk food nonstop, never work out, never do anything.
Right.
So there's somewhere in the middle, I think. Whatever the Japanese do, they seem to have, they have a lot of old motherfuckers in Japan who seem,
maybe eating rice.
Seem to be doing it right.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fish, I think. They just eat a lot of fish.
I don't know how many more talking points we have, but should we hit the fucking bounties, the ABCs? Abacus?
Oh.
Abacus?
So obviously we've been a bit... we've had a little couple fucking hiccups here and there, so apologies to our beautiful listener who went out. We did a beef bounty a wee while ago, for those who don't know.
Explain!
We come up with just a truly scuffed item from a restaurant.
Otherwise known as an ABC.
Exactly, otherwise known as...
Abominable beef creation.
There it is.
And this last one we did Starbuck.
This last one we did Starbuck, we got a couple people immediately who wanted to do it.
Yes.
Cut that. All right. Someone read us the order.
Oh,
Remind us of our order.
The last time we did this beef bounty shit, as James already established, we sent our motherfuckers out to Starbucks. And here's what we had them get. So it was a... God damn, I forgot how fucking much we put in this thing. It's been that long. We got a venti decaf roast, which the venti is I think, the biggest one they got.
I think it's the largest, yeah. We specifically got the biggest.
Yeah, and then it was
decafs are no point.
Yeah, exactly. No point. Completely pointless. We had one pump of hazelnut syrup. We had a caramel drizzle. We had 2/3 decaf espresso roast.
But on top of the base.
Yeah, but we... So that's an espresso shot that's decaf. So
six
all it does
them.
Is makes it... Yeah, six of them. It just makes it taste fucking worse. And we left
the
room.
The fact it's decaf means it's literally... Like, there's no point to it in terms
but
of caffeine.
But it's 2/3
you're
decaf.
You're only having it for flavor, but then the flavor is all
it's
of it.
Garbage.
It's
garbage.
Just terrible.
Technically, via 6 shots of flavor, there was 2 shots of caffeine.
Oh, really?
That's true,
Yeah, because it's 1/3 times 6.
Yeah, that's
a good 6/3.
Yeah.
And then we did a splash of coconut milk. a pump of this was the chocolate mint cookie sprinkles.
And we did no cream or anything, so that would just go straight into the hot liquid.
Yeah,
it would just be like putting sprinkles on water.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. We added cinnamon powder. We did a packet of honey.
on the side.
Which you had to put into... Yeah, it's on the side, but you had to put it into the drink or you don't get any money.
Yeah. Yeah, we did 6 pumps of chai. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did 6 pumps of chai, 6 pumps of peppermint syrup, 4 pumps of white chocolate mocha sauce, and then... And then the 6 shots. And then it says venti cup for some reason, which I don't know why they add the cup to the order.
Yeah, we got a venti-sized drink and put it in a small cup, so it just all overflowed.
Yeah.
Didn't we ask for, like, space at the top, too?
We asked for extra space so that it would condense even more into
Let's imagine the fucking Starbucks employee trying to figure out how to fit all this in while also keeping extra space.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Space bending magic there to do to make that work. Yeah.
So who's up first? Who's our first bounty?
Resident beef woman, pan food skeleton took us up on our bounty.
Yeah. Shout out Pan, honestly.
Shout out Pan.
Dan, if you're listening to this, shout out
to you. This drink didn't inhibit your skills to fix people's eyes.
Imagine she drank this before going to work.
Couldn't operate anymore.
Yeah. Stab somebody in the eyeball.
Added an extra eye. They're
better in Dead Space.
Yeah. Their eyes going all crazy.
Well, I think this is Pan going into the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a little story huge.
Can we censor those feet?
Yeah, we'll censor those. Don't worry.
Morning. Feeling good.
She's doing good. Okay. We have our first bit of information. She's doing well.
And we know it's in the morning.
Yeah.
We're setting the scene.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So the first thing that I did was take off the lid. And when we said make room, extra room, they really weren't kidding.
Let's go.
They did it.
That is.
Shout out.
It's like half full.
You can see the cinnamon on the side.
Well, the sprinkles.
The caramel drizzle is kind of
at the bottom, probably.
I knew it wasn't really going to be the prettiest.
Yeah, they turned into goo.
Hot drink. Yeah. So let's take a dip in there. Oh,
dipping.
He's dipping.
Oh, I can get at the bottom.
Dude, it's like a thickness to it. Yeah, it's a strip of sludge.
Mm, look at that crumb. I mean, I hope it's crumb. Yeah. I hope it's
a really nice color.
Yeah,
coffee grounds or some shit like that.
It is a nice color.
It is a nice
color.
Also,
the smell. So I had to make some modifications because this was the first day that pumpkin is on the menu.
Oh.
So a lot of the peppermint options were gone.
Right.
So instead...
She's from fucking upstate New York.
Spiced apple drizzle.
Go on.
So this is gonna be an interesting taste.
Shout
along
out,
with
Pan.
Smell,
she fucking she
like
improvised. I
like
that.
And
yeah.
Fucking
yeah. Thinking on your feet. That's
caramel.
What we need from our bounty hunters.
Hell yeah. This is why Pan's a legend.
Honestly, pumpkin to me is so much worse than peppermint.
It really is, yeah. Like, not only did she improvise, but she also kind of fucked herself there, because it's like, I can't pick something good. I got to pick something
awful.
Equally as bad or worse. So shout out.
Yeah, thank you for staying true to the spirit of the thing.
Halloween.
So I should also mention that this is the first time I'm taking this bad boy out for a spin.
Yo! Congratulations!
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
I'm ready to try it.
Big congrats.
Companulation.
Yo!
It's just...
Look at her breast and not in a sexual way.
Wait.
What?
The play button.
It won't go away.
Fuck.
Back
Look
it up.
Really
and,
hard.
Yeah, back it up a little bit.
And I'm ready to try it. It's just stuck in my
B-Boys
merch.
Hey,
merch. That's us.
It's the kudos design. She got the same one as me. She got the pink shorts or long sleeve. That's
Fuck
what I got.
Yeah. Shut up, man. Once again,
thank you for repping the merch.
Yeah.
Legend.
That's what it's all
okay,
about.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
That way, it sounds like she's waking her up. I think that's a good sign. That's a good coffee right there.
All that one shot of coffee is really good.
Like, the first thing you get is the peppermints, and then it's followed immediately after by the pumpkin. It's just like an explosion of bad flavors in your mouth.
Yes.
And then you get the cinnamon that just will stick on your tongue.
Oh.
Afterwards.
Nice. Nice.
Got the texture aspect.
I want to see
booby ceiling lamp.
Yes, she's got the ceiling titty.
She got the ceiling.
We're 2 for 2 on ceiling titty in ABC videos.
That is true. Yeah, everybody got ceiling titty. Had one too. Yeah.
I like the face she gave is the same face I give every time I would like slam like 10 shots of straight fucking Polish vodka or some shit. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like me being an alcoholic trying to drink myself into slumber.
Yeah.
And drinking like 150 proof fucking single distilled $5 vodka.
Yeah.
Is the same reaction she had to eat drinking a Starbucks fucking coffee.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want to see the lid come off. I want to see just straight to the gullet.
Why am I still drinking this?
Oh, yeah. Keep it going. Man,
it's like popcorn. Bad.
I will say, though, it's probably the second cursed beverage I've ever had.
Okay.
I mean, you guys can try all you want, but nothing really tops a margarita, a strawberry margarita made with moonshine. So that's a whole
thing. I reckon we can do better.
Yeah,
that's a challenge.
I don't know if I'm gonna finish this. Yeah, but
the thought of that makes me nauseous.
What about this? A margarita with milk?
Thank you, Pan. That was epic.
Thank you, Pan.
Yo, Thank you, Pan. That was amazing. That was awesome. Legend.
The milkarita.
These squeaks go out to you.
Holy fuck!
that's the applause.
That's for you, Pan. That's just
that was
for
the
you.
Starbucks employee running from all the different
making
pumps.
Her drink
all the different fucking zones to make the most fucking
and
drink
go
ever.
And you go to the biscuits, to the peppermint pump, to the pumpkin pump, to the decaf, to the regular calf,
to the honey cup fucking section. Nile,
to the extra space in the cup.
Where's the extra space?
Where is it? I like to imagine the extra
God
space.
Damn it.
They just make the coffee normally, then they have like a fucking little like vacuum that they go like suck
it
out.
Yeah.
All right,
and it goes
straight
into this really fat guy.
Yeah,
this is the next. I think we had 3 people do it this time.
Yeah, we did.
So here's the next one.
Hell yeah!
Check out this bad
guy. It caught me so off guard. Holy shit, I was like, wait a second. This Chinese guy looks kind of familiar. He does.
I'm glad you enjoyed our Starbucks drink.
Somebody typed in Chinese man with dinosaur into Dolly.
Here's the third contestant.
Let me love you.
He's dead.
Dude, the culture of like early TikTok / pre-TikTok, like back when it was
Musical.ly. Yeah.
I know, I do. I love it. It's so funny. There's an Only Plays, I think it's when they're playing Fear. It's like an Only Plays episode from like 2017 or something. And it's so funny because they're talking about TikTok as though they've never heard of it because they haven't. So it's so weird hearing them talk about this thing, which now is so like ubiquitous and taking over the world. And they're like, have you heard about this TikTok thing? And one of them's like, no, what is that? And they're like, explain what TikTok is.
Dude,
it's so funny seeing old shit like that where it was more music based and it was more about duetting and stuff. And I think they mentioned in that Only Place how you get all these creepy videos where it's like this, like, you know, fucking 14-year-old tween girl singing along to some pop song and then to some like 50-year-old goblin man like duets with them.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh God.
Doesn't do anything. He's just staring into the camera, like,
or he's like singing along, but like they're both just lip syncing. It's really creepy.
All right, who is this, James?
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Who have we AI generated this time?
This is BK Defender.
BK Defender.
Shout out.
Good to know our in the streets.
Yeah,
I agree.
Over here, you'd be Hungry Jack's Defender.
Kill you.
Yeah. HJ.
And
job defender. Kudos. So you guys have Hungry Jack. So are the commercials like HJ, have it your way?
No, they're like, I think it's like a similar vibe to your guys' commercials. Like, but it's actually no, probably not.
You
but
they still
got
the
they've got the
singing.
Whopper. They've got like all the classics, you know. It's
Whopper, yeah, do you have Whopper, do, wait? Whopper, do they have? Yeah, do you have the Whopper?
No.
Whopper something. Whopper
nuggets something.
No, I don't think that would work in the Australian
Whopper, Whopper
accent.
Hand job Whopper.
Whopper. Whopper.
At HJ.
Yeah.
Did you guys?
Whopper.
Actually, you know, when we watched the AFL the other day, it was all McDonald's because they're a sponsor of that.
Yeah, it was.
Oh. Yeah.
And don't forget your fucking chalkies.
That's the other thing they're allowed to say. Let us say the F word on the commercials here.
Fucking chalkies.
I talked to Jared about this. That little peek into Australian culture, just me and James watching your television.
Your television. Was,
I don't think, I haven't laughed that hard in a minute. That was one of the wildest experiences of my life.
Context, there was the AFL grand final on the weekend, and Andrew and James joined me to watch it because my team was playing.
What is AFL? American Football League?
Australian Football League, which is Australia.
Oh, yeah, dumb. You missed that.
Dude, I'm fucking dumb.
But it's like the Australian... It's Australia's version of rugby, in addition to them also actually playing rugby. But it's I don't watch sport, but I like watching that sport. Yeah. And then I had to go to make dinner because Emily's family was here, and so I just left the stream going, and Andrew and James just like sat and watched like all the shit after it was over.
Pissing myself, dude. That was so funny.
That's epic.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I wish we had your TV over here.
What in particular? Yeah, I'm curious.
Mail him your TV.
Just like the... And I know we're in the middle of our ABCs here, so this is off topic. Just like in American sports, when a team wins, the confetti immediately, boom, everywhere. The team comes out. They're like immediately up there. They got the trophy. Losing team, they're gone. They leave.
They get
you
killed.
Guys had the losing team on the field. One guy had to give a speech as the loser, and then they had to watch every single teammate from the winning team walk up to a child, bow down, and get a medal on their neck. And then they turn, and then they would turn. And
put a hat on the child, but half of them didn't open the hat, so it would just fall off their face.
Dude, I was crying. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Because every time they would come back to the losing team, it would just be like this guy sitting on the grass like,
that's oh man, epic. That's awesome.
This is epic.
All right, I got the drink.
You got the drink.
Look at those beautiful teeth. Those are like A1 fucking chompers. Right?
Yeah, those are
he's kind of pretty. I'm not gonna lie.
They're like,
he's kind of pretty.
We got some
like
handsome beef
fucking
boys.
Video yeah, game yeah. teeth. They're like yeah. white, straight. The gums come down just the yeah. right amount.
Got good fucking beard, good facial structure, good
fuck?
Hair. Man,
perfect Beat Boys phonology.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, extra room again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also be happy but not as
it
much.
Looks like, it looks like when you like open a bag of rice that's been in your cabinet for too long and like it got yeah. infested by bugs.
Hang on, go back to that
thousands
frame
of little tiny fucking ants.
Yeah.
Can we get a side by side of his and Pan's? Because I feel like Pan had like twice as much space in hers.
Hers
like,
was,
really,
yeah, hers is basically
she had more
empty.
Space.
Yeah.
Hers was like half empty or half full, depending on your perspective.
Yeah, depending on how you look at it, you fucker.
I think you'll also be happy to know that I had a microwave.
Bro, he has four of those little streamer things in the background, and they're like little like Oreo sized ones.
That's all you need, baby. He's
I don't know why that killed me, but it's just
the sound is being dampened right now.
Bro, it is not. I am not at all like laughing in like a like LOL poor. It's just like if I tune into his stream, you come from like Ninja Stream, and his whole room is fucking a giant Red Bull fridge, and fucking there's lights every time he gets a killed fucking streamer shoot out of the air and shit. And then you click onto like the next stream, and he's just got a blank wall with four little Oreo sized fucking lights.
It's not the size, it's what you do with it.
They're usually like 1 foot by 1 foot like tiles. Yeah. Those are like the sample pack from Walmart.
Maybe he like measured the fucking speed of sound. Like
yeah, he's got it dialed in.
Yeah.
He like, can't move his head too much or else the sound will bounce off wrong. He has to speak right to
him. Ricochet.
He has to speak right to him.
Yeah.
Well, no, they light up. They like yeah, they're lights. They're not like sound foam.
Oh, I thought it was sound foam. That was
no,
really
no.
Nice
they're these
me.
Like they're like these lights that do all these
dude,
like.
If that was sound
if
foam,
that
would be the funniest
foam,
fucking.
I would have deleted this video and not react to it.
I would be dying laughing if that was sound foam.
Dude, that's what was collapse. Killing me. I thought it was sound foam. I was like, that's epic.
That's a yeah,
job.
Yeah,
to be fair, I'm basically Ray Charles in this mask, so I'm seeing like fisheye right now.
I promise I wasn't laughing at you. That just caught me very off guard.
Yeah.
And I, if I clicked into a stream with that, I would be delighted.
Yeah.
So keep that up.
Yeah. Love you.
This shit. I got it very fucking cold. The girl that made it did not look amused.
Is he wearing Ray J's? Or whatever those are called?
Oh, yeah. Raycons.
Ray-Bans.
Raycons.
Use that code podcast.
Use code sample.
Wait, let's see what he said.
Yeah.
Not look amused. So I had to microwave it, so that probably makes it worse.
Ew! Microwave it?
Microwave coffee it's terrible.
I
like the idea that, like, it was hot, but we put so many fucking squirts of syrup in that it cooled it down.
Yeah,
it
a bunch of room temp squirts.
Yeah, it absorbed all the heat.
I'll give you a fucking room temp squirt.
Dude, but think about, like, the sprinkles, what they turn into in the microwave. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it'll just turn into fucking, like, swamp water. It'll just turn to algae.
Yes.
Rise to the top.
Here we go.
Here's my first sip.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. That is a big cup.
That is a big cup.
He went in for that sip.
Yeah, he did.
What was that?
Complex, can you please give us the same reaction he did when his buddy walked in?
Did he just get, like, is he getting burgled mid-sip? And he's
the fucking coffee police walked in.
Panned his phone away from him. I'm filming the wall behind my shoulder. Yeah. I wasn't filming me.
Ignore me. I was on Twitter.
Please tell me you asked them to take a sip. I really hope you just, like, waylay this person with this coffee.
You know what he should have done? You know that TikTok of that, like, fucking teenager who works at Burger King who's, like, in the bathroom doing that fucking TikTok dance? You know what I mean? And then, like, somebody walks in the back and he, like, puts his phone down at the speed of light. You should have done that.
Bro, and he's got a tattoo and a cool watch.
Yo.
Damn.
What the fuck?
This guy's epic.
And a wood floor.
And a chair. What the fuck?
And a blanket.
And a dog.
He's a legend.
What the fuck?
He's still drinking it, though. Third sip.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't feel bad from it at this point. Don't do this to yourself, HJ. BK. Hungry
Jack. He kind of likes it.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
Could someone make that into a sticker on Discord? Please make that into an emoji.
Me when I kind of like it.
Me when I kind of like it.
We'll use that when you kind of like something. Yeah. Someone makes a joke that made you half snort.
But it's something you're not meant to like, but you do secretly.
Yeah, but you kind of like it.
Bro, I love this guy's walls. All these big golden picture frames, and then this, like, Mr. Krabs' first dollar fucking picture frame.
Dude, how come whenever we do these, we end up fucking flaming their interior,
their living space?
No, there's nothing wrong with anything I'm observing.
It happens. Like, is this the first or it's like scheme over?
It's a peek into someone else's, like,
yeah.
I'm sure someone would look at my room and fucking laugh at it too.
Yeah.
But it's just something. It literally looks like fucking the episode where SpongeBob has to paint Mr. Krabs' fucking walls
around the
dollar.
Like,
the cum gets everywhere.
SpongeBob, me boy, don't get paint on me first dollar.
I'll fucking kill you.
First dollar.
And he has to, like, blow the fucking drops.
I saw someone post that with the caption, when you nut in her ass and it starts going towards her pussy.
No.
Yeah, shout out BK, bro. I love you.
That was awesome. Thanks for
finding
the good
part for BK. I promise we weren't laughing
at
you. We're just in a goofy little mood.
Yeah, we're just goofy little guys.
Yeah, no, you rule.
Oh, man, I'm really mad for doing that pussy blow.
He was blowing too hard.
I was blowing too hard.
So down to earth. So down to earth. I'm bringing family back. Written in the stars.
Was there anything else from Handjob Defender? Like, did he have anything to say after the fact?
Yeah.
Or like in text form?
He just said that he liked it, but he thought he was probably going to shit himself later.
I can only hope it happened.
Yeah.
We need to get our revenge somehow.
Yeah, let us know in the comments if you did shit yourself later.
Damn, this was on August 22nd, which means we recorded it like a week before that. So yeah, it's almost been like 2 months.
Yeah, sorry, team.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, it was a weird September, but next we're going to do another one next week. We actually have a really good custom submission from somebody, so it won't be open to the public, but we're excited for that one.
Yeah, so keep your fucking balls to the ground for more of these beef bounty ABCs. They're real fun to do. We like watching.
We should do it before we go to Dallas and then be able to react to it in person.
And then maybe we can do it as well.
Well, I was going
to
say, should we flip it onto the community? Oh, yes. We could do
other people do it.
Yeah.
And
give
us
a Buc-ee's
for
order. If you can create something crazy at a Buc-ee's, that would be perfect because we want to go to a Buc-ee's anyway just for the
moment. Oh, yeah. And Buc-ee's does have a lot of like readily available
food. Or make
food.
Kudos like an American themed one.
Do that.
We could probably do a poll in Discord. Join the Discord.
Link in the description.
Or else you don't get to vote. Yeah. You can't influence what Kudos puts into his beautiful body if you don't join the Discord.
which is very temple-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is a temple.
Bro, you took your hat off and you looked like immediately like 10 times more deformed.
I'm bald.
You're more like Emile's chong by the minute.
Hey, I know I said I was Mark Zuckerberg, but fellas, I'm actually Jeff Bezos.
Thanks, Alice. Thanks, Pan, and thanks, Handjob Lover. It was a wonderful week of
Handjob Lover. Incredible! Nobody can catch you. You're the real Rage Racer.
New Space Beast Boys!